Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recyclico. Welcome back to Company Showcase.
Hey, Jim.
How are things going in the world of Recyclico?
Well, Jim, even though the EV industry as a whole is currently going through short-term challenges, things are moving along nicely here. As we move forward in our testing programs, we're continuing to receive great feedback from our potential partners around the globe. Everything continues to proceed well with our Taiwan joint venture, so there's nothing new to report on that end of things. The team is actively engaged in finding the right people to fill key positions, and there are a number of great candidates under consideration. You know, after all, at this stage of the company's development, we need the right people to join the team.
I guess, like all things in business, it comes down to working with just the right folks.
Oh, yeah, Jim, it truly does. And this also applies to engaging with potential business partners. You can have the greatest product or service in the world, but unless you can connect your offering with the right person or people who are actively looking for a solution to their problem, you're wasting your time, and in lots of cases theirs as well. But, you know, unfortunately, in many cases, the person who's highly interested in your solution may not be the same person who makes the final decision to pull the trigger and integrate your solution within their operations. You know, for example, you know, let's say a middle management engineer is a big fan of your tech, but he needs to get the approval of a CEO. This may take months of back and forth between various departments and hundreds of people on his end before we even hear back from anyone on our end.
That can be pretty frustrating and take a lot of patience.
Oh, yeah, Jim. For someone such as myself who doesn't naturally have a lot of patience, I've been forced to grow in that regard. However, you know, once you have a proven your solution to them, is a win-win for both parties, it could be a match made in heaven, such as the first commercial joint venture we have with Zenith Chemical Corporation in Taiwan. I personally, you know, I suspect it happened so quickly because James Fang, the chairman of Zenith, fully understood the power of our technology, went through our test program, and after seeing the results, wanted to do a joint venture because it just made great business sense. He didn't need to get approval from a bunch of other departments. He understood the clear benefits of our technology and knew a great deal when he saw it.
So patience in building relationships can pay off.
Yes, Jim, it certainly can. You know, I just had a long conversation with Johan Rudat yesterday about the current ups and downs in the EV industry and where we sit within it. And maybe for those listeners who, you know, don't know who Johan is, he spent 10 years working directly under Elon Musk, the CEO of Tesla, where he helped launch models S, 3, X, and Roadster in Europe. Johan is on Recyclico's advisory board and a big fan of our technology and process. So when we were chatting, you know, he shared some great tips with me from his days at Tesla. And while recently working with Pininfarina to launch their first ever electric hypercar, the Batista, Johan is certainly someone who truly understands the importance of building relationships with key decision makers. And having been in key positions at the tops of such respected major brands, he's primarily interacting with people in key positions in all of the major companies he's in talks with. It's like the old saying, Jim, you know, birds of a feather flock together.
It doesn't sound like he's the sort of a guy to play around in the kids' end of the pool.
No. Johan is loaded for bear and on the hunt in Europe, Saudi Arabia, and elsewhere. Keen to land Recyclico a major joint venture ASAP. And his goals align perfectly with everyone else's here on the Recyclico team. You know, we all bring unique perspectives and decades of experience to the game. And as we continue to patiently prove out our process, with over 22 major MOU testing partners, it's inevitable that our leading lithium-ion battery recovery and upcycling technology will be integrated within multiple battery production and recycling operations around the globe. It's just a matter of time and, like I said before, patience.
You were mentioning during our last podcast, there are still people burning batteries and calling it recycling. Why in the world are there still companies burning batteries?
Yeah, I know, Jim. It's pretty crazy, isn't it? And I remember, chatting about that. It's interesting. There are smelters around the globe which still recycle, I say in air quotes again, battery waste by burning them. In addition to processing, their main business, which is mined ore, they burn off the lithium in their process and recover a small portion of the valuable battery materials locked within the battery waste feedstock, which would still require much more processing to make battery ready again. So it's not a great prospect, but hey, as long as they didn't pay for anything for the batteries to begin with, it adds to their bottom line. But you know what? What I've learned recently is the really interesting thing is that many of these smelters produce sulfuric acid as a byproduct of processing their mined ore. And wouldn't you know it, sulfuric acid is one of the key chemicals used in our patented environmentally friendly closed-loop process, which means we can potentially convert pyrometallurgical smelting operations, which currently only recover, 10 to 15% of the elements within battery waste, raking it off and stuff after it goes through their smelter, into highly efficient hydro metallurgical operations that can reuse the byproducts they currently produce, the sulfuric acid, as I said, to recover up to 99% of those valuable battery materials for direct reuse in new battery production.
That sounds like a win-win scenario for Recycleco, the smelter, and the environment.
Yes, it is, Jim. And making the switch from a highly energy-intensive pyromet process to our patented closed-loop hydromet process dramatically lowers the carbon footprint of such an operation, without any wastewater or chemicals going into our environment to worry about in the future. And this scenario of how our recycling technology can be applied alongside existing smelter operations around the globe is just one of the many world-changing examples from a Recycleco team member with their unique perspective gained from decades of experience in mining and, how smelters run. So in the future, I look forward to sharing other perspectives from Recycleco's team, along with other info about our amazing lithium-ion battery upcycling process.
For people who are new to Recycleco, where are you traded and where can they get more information?
Certainly, Jim. We're traded on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol AMY, on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And you can always get more information on our website at recycleco.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim, and have a great weekend.
My guest has been Tony Mitchell, Director of Marketing for Recycleco. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on May 23rd.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.